Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Hey, Sam, so I'm interested in the book you've been reading. So what's the book about?
Oh, well, the book is to how to be a gentleman and ultimately become a Prince Charming.
Oh, Prince Charming. It's funny. It's a good, interesting topic, right?
Yeah, of course.
So maybe you can give the book to me after finishing it.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks.那么刚才的对话呢，我们对昨天讲到了这个 idiom 做一个简单的复习。昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 Prince Charming， 翻译成中文呢是白马王子。那么 Sam 呢正在看一本书，是有关如何让一个男人成为一个 Prince Charming， 所以呢是一本非常有用特别实用的一本书， kind of a very practical book.
Yes, my wife will love that I'm reading that.
Right. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Alright, well today's idiom is another P idiom, of course. The idiom is politically correct. Politically correct. Politically is politically. Correct, of course, is correct.
今天的idiom有两个单词构成。第一个单词呢 politically, 翻译成中文是政治上的、政治的。后面的 correct 是正确。政治上的正确，那么究竟什么是政治上的正确 ？Politically correct.
Well, it sounds like it has something to do with politics, maybe.
Right.
So maybe politicians they have to be very correct, maybe in what they say.
Do not make any terrible mistake when they make a speech.
Yeah, don't give like false or incorrect information.
Right. So why don't we put in a conversation?
Okay.
So how we use politically correct?
Good idea.
Hey, Sam, I'm a little upset about, you know, this grade I got from my paper.
Really?
Yeah,
what did you get?
It's a fail.
Ooh.
It's very bad. I have to rewrite it.
Well, what happened?
I think I prepared the paper pretty well. I checked all the information in the books, recommended by professors, but it turns out to be as kind of disastrous.
Yeah, I remember you worked really hard on that paper.
Right. When I checked the comments from the professor, it said some of the words and the phrases are not politically correct.
Uh-oh. What did you say?
Because I want to mention, you know, some of the poor people in some countries. I say the people are very poor. And also because of the poverty, because of the poor, people are deaf and blind.
Yeah, Peter. Those are sensitive issues. So...Poor people, you should maybe say something like financially challenged. That's more politically correct,
right.
More acceptable.
Uh-huh.
And deaf and blind, well, for deaf, you want to put hearing impaired. And for blind, you want to put vision impaired. This way, it's more acceptable and people won't be offended by those kinds of terms.
Oh, these three are only examples, you know, spotted by the professor. He says there's a lot of this in the word using in my papers. These are not politically correct.
Oh. Well, hopefully he'll give you another chance as long as you're just able to change those andput them into the politically correct terms,
mm-hmm. He
should be able to give you a good grade.
So, Sam, is this possible? Could you help me to polish my paper after I finish that?
No problem. I am pretty familiar with all the politically correct terms.
Thanks a lot. 那么刚才的对话里面呢，我跟 Sam 是同学，我呢最近呢心情不是非常的好，因为我的作文呢没有及格，这完全出乎了我的意料，因为我这个论文呢准备的也是非常的充分，也查了很多的资料，同时也用了老师推荐的一些书籍观点，但是呢老师给我了一个不及格的这么一个分数。 Sam 也非常的奇怪，问我说为什么呢，我说呢老师在评语里面呢提到了说我的有些用词politically correct 这个问题。那么之后呢 Sam 问我说你用了哪些词，我说呢我在谈某些国家他们的人呢是极度的贫穷，我用到了这个 poor 这个词，由于贫穷呢导致了一些问题，比如说在健康方面有些人呢他们的视力呢出现了问题，我用到的是 blind， 他们的听觉出现了问题，我用到了一个 deaf。 那么 Sam 听完之后说 Peter 你要小心了，因为这些词呢的的确确呢不太合适，他们在 politically correct 政治的正确性方面呢出现了问题，因为呢这些词呢对某些人来讲，对某一个国家来讲呢过于敏感，他们呢往往是不能接受的，某种意义上呢是含有对他们的侮辱的成分，所以呢你用这个 poor 这个词的时候呢一定要小心了，你可以用 financially challenged， 在经济上受到挑战的人，这样的话呢大家听起来会舒服一些，比如说视力上出现问题的人呢，如果用 blind 盲这个词大家听起来太强烈了，那么可以换一个词叫 vision impaired， 表示呢视觉上呢出现了损伤的人，同时呢这个 deaf 用到这个 hearing impaired， 比如说在听觉上 受到了伤害的人。这样的话呢，你整个论文听起来呢会更加的舒服一些，同时呢不会冒犯某些人。我听完之后呢说 Sam 谢谢你，如果这个论文写完，你能不能帮我再润色一下，确保呢不再出现 politically correct 这样的问题。所以我们今天讲到的一个词组呢 politically correct 翻译成中文呢是政治的正确性。 So could you give us some other examples of politically correct?
Well, for sure, when it comes to politically correctness, I think if you have a job in like the media or any time, like for example, like a radio show like this,
right,
or any other thing on TV, you really got to be careful because a lot of people are watching you, and if you mess up and you said, for example, like the blind, well, that could upset a lot of people.So you gotta really be careful, especially if you have some sort of media job.
特别在一些公共场合以及呢从事媒体的人员在说话的时候呢一定要注意了，因为呢一定要避免出现 politically incorrect 这种问题。如果说在这里用词上出现了问题，比如说冒犯了一些人，大家会觉得非常的不舒服。
So when it comes to politically correctness, anytime we talk about race, you gotta be carefulBecause sometimes people come up with these improper nicknames for a certain race. So that you want to avoid. And anytime it comes to a disability, like for example, the hearing impaired, the vision impaired, these areas, even like a mentally challenged area, you got to be careful.
大家在谈论种族问题以及呢社会上的一些弱势群体的时候呢用词要一定要小心，一定要谨慎。Alright, so that's it for today's idiom, politically correct. Now let's go to...Another part of today's show, which is book study, hit book, right?
Okay, sure.
And still the continuation of the safety working in office.
Yeah, we found out that actually the office, you think that it's a safe place, but actually the truth is it's not.
Yeah, it turns out it's full of danger and a pretty hazardous place, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Before we go to the next part of danger working in office, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First for today's hit the books, we have be wary. Be wary. Wary is W-A-R-Y. Be wary.
Be wary. 翻译成中文是小心的。
Next is load. Load. L-O-A-D. Load.
第二个单词 load 它可以作为动词也可以作为名词，翻译成中文呢是负荷的意思。比如说我们在学习的时候可能会有太多的 load workload or study load
yeah.
那么如果是在工作的话你有太多的 workload， 比如说每天要工作10个小时，然后呢没有 weekend， 那么这种工作的话是 too much load for me.
Next is the word stack. Stack. S-T-A-C-K. Stack.
第三个单词 stack 翻译成中文是堆积，我们可以指的那箱子一层一层的往上落，这个动作呢叫 stack up.
Also it could be a noun like hey look over there at the stack of crates or the stack of boxes.
Right.
Next we have susceptible to. Susceptible to. Susceptible is S-U-S-C-E-P-T-I-B-L-E. Susceptible to.
第四个单词 susceptible to 翻译成中文是易受影响的，那么它可以指呢一个人比如说呢易受某些病菌或者病毒的影响，比如说 children are susceptible to virus.
Next we have squat. Squat. S-Q-U-A-T. Squat.
下一个单词是一个动词 squat 翻译成中文的是蹲或蹲下的意思。
So actually if you want to work out your legs, doing squats is a really good leg exercise.
下蹲呢是一个非常好的提升自己腿力或者腿上肌肉的一个 exercise.
Next is the word twist. Twist. T-W-I-S-T. Twist.
下一个单词 twist 翻译成中文是扭曲弯曲的意思。
So now we have a bottle cap, which used to be like you had to use some sort of bottle opener to get it open, but now we have what's called a twist off bottle. So it's really easy. You don't need that bottle opener.
有些啤酒呢现在打开的方式呢不是说用这个 opener, 用这个瓶起子了，而用直接一拧盖就可以打开，那么这种啤酒呢叫 twist open
or twist off.
Or twist off.
Next is stationary. Stationary.S-T-A-T-I-O-N-A-R-Y, stationary.
下一个单词 stationary, 翻译成中文是固定的。
Also, we call things like paper clips, staplers, this is also called stationary.
那么今天这个单词 stationary 翻译成中文是固定的，同时呢 Sam 给我们另外的一个词叫 stationary， 但是呢它的发音是一样，但它拼写的是 E-R-Y， 它的意思呢表示说我们用的这个文具包括了我们的钢笔、铅笔等等，所以这两个单词它的发音是一模一样的，但是它的拼写呢如果是固定的话呢后面是 A-R-Y 结尾，那么文具的话呢它是 E-R-Y 结尾。
Next is bump into。Two words, bump into. Bump, of course, is B-U-M-P, bump into.
下一个词组 bump into 翻译成中文是遇见某人，往往呢是那种偶遇某人 bump into somebody.
Next, we have alert, alert, A-L-E-R-T, alert.
下一个单词 alert 翻译成中文是警惕、警觉的意思。
So alert can be like in dangerous situations, but also just regular situations.
Right.
Like today I'm not very alert. I haven't had my morning cup of coffee. And lastly, we have the word ergonomic. Ergonomic. E-R-G-O-N-O-M-I-C. Ergonomic.
今天的最后一个单词 ergonomic 是非常好的一个单词，同时呢是大家非常关注的一件事情。翻译成中文是人体工程学。什么叫人体工程学呢？是指我们设计的这个产品要符合我们身体的这个使用习惯，比如说我们的左手还右手，同时呢包括这个家具的高度啊，它的长度要符合我们的手臂的长度，这样的话我们用起来更加的舒服。同时呢我们说这个椅背的这个形状要符合我们的这个脊柱的这个形状，这样的话呢我们坐起来会更加的舒服，更加的健康。那么这个词呢叫 ergonomic， 翻译成中文是人体工程学。 So that's it for vocab study, and now let's go to the detail.
Alright, so let's move on to the second point, which is be wary while lifting.Lifting even small loads, for example, stacks of files, computer paper, a computer monitor, etc., can lead to injury if done improperly. Your back, neck, and shoulders are all susceptible to this type of injury. Before you decide to lift anything, be sure it is not too heavy for you. If it is, ask a coworker or supervisor to help. Safe lifting tips. Whenever you need to lift something, follow these tips to reduce your risk of injury. Tip number one, lift by squatting toward the floor. When lifting something from the floor, and using your legs, not your back, to straighten up. Tip number two, allow your back to stay in a straight position. Tip number three, pick up the object with your entire hand, not just your fingers, and hold the load close to your body. Refrain from twisting. And tip number four, to set something down, again, use your legs for strength, not your back.
今天提到的第一点是 lifting， 拎东西或者说呢从地面上把一个东西给它拾起来的时候呢一定要 be wary， 要小心了，因为呢很多的伤害在这个过程当中会发生。
I think one misconception is that even small loads should be no problem. It doesn't matter how you lift it, if it's small it shouldn't affect you, but that's wrong.
即使是那个 small load 我们也一定要小心，比如说提到了 stack of file 一叠文件，computer paper 以什么打印纸，以及呢 computer monitor， 看起来这些东西呢都比较轻，如果说你把这个东西拿起来的这个方式不当的话呢，有可能产生 your back injury or your neck injury.
Yeah, that's right, because when it comes to lifting, our back and our neck are all susceptible to injuries when it comes to lifting.
因为我们的身体呢对这种伤害是非常的 susceptible， 易于伤害的，特别敏感的一个身体或者敏感的部位。
So that's when it's lifting small loads. But of course, if something's too heavy, then definitely we want to be more careful and maybe even get some help. So we can ask a coworker or maybe a supervisor to help us lift.
Right, but I think it's okay for a stack of file and for a monitor. I think it's a piece of cake, right? I don't think it needs any help.
Right. If it's something, like a small load, just make sure you lift it correctly, but yeah, you should be able to do it by yourself.
Right. So when we lift something, we need to squat.
Yes. So we have some very useful tips when it comes to lifting things properly, which you mentioned. The first one is lift by squatting. Now squat towards the floor, and then...When you straighten up, make sure you use your legs. In fact, there's a saying in English when it comes to lifting. It says, lift with your legs, not your back.
所以呢我们在搬东西的时候呢一定要 squat, 要蹲下来。蹲下来的好处呢是让我们的身体的重力呢放在我们的腿上，我们知道我们的腿的力量是比较大的，所以呢在站起来的时候呢用我们腿的力量把这个东西提起来，而尽量避免用你的 back, 你的腰。如果过度用腰的话呢，你的腰不用太长时间就会 your back will be finished.
Yes.So make sure when you go to lift something, don't bend over because that's using your back. But squat like you're going to use the toilet.
Right. 有的时候呢，在一些办公室里面会有一个非常醒目的一个 sign, 一个标识，上面告诉你如何从地面上呢拿东西。我认为呢，这是 something unnecessary, 没有必要的。但后来发现，我们如果说频繁的从地面上拿东西的话呢，一定要蹲下来认真的完成每一个动作，不然的话可能说用不了一个月两个月，你的腰会觉得非常的酸非常的痛。
Yeah, in fact I had a coworker who used to work in a grocery store、
mm-hmm.
and he was picking up something real small、
mm-hmm.
but he picked it up the wrong way, he bent over instead of squatted down and his back went outHe had to stay at home and lay on the couch for like a month, I think.
Right, 所以说很多正规的公司呢，对员工从事体力劳动的时候呢，有一个非常严格的规定。比如说从地面上拾起东西的话呢，一定要蹲下，然后呢，按照正确的方式站起来。
So the correct way when you get up is make sure your back stays in a straight position.、
嗯、同时呢，你的腰呢一定要 straight up, 一定要挺直了，这一点是非常的重要。
Yeah.And then the next tip is when we pick things up, don't use our fingertips, because maybe it's more likely to slip out of our hands, but make sure you use your whole hand.
Right, 那么说在拿东西的时候呢，我们尽量不要用我们的指尖去拿那个东西，因为呢首先你拿不稳，另外呢容易产生伤害，所以一定要紧紧的用我们整个手呢去抓住这个东西。
And when we're carrying the load, don't carry it like away from your body,But carry it very, very close as you possibly can to your body.
Right, so the object or some stuff can be secured in your arm.
Yes, and it's closer to the like, center weight of gravity,、mm-hmm. so you're not going to, like, it's not going to help, like, make you tip over.
Right, tip over or fall, you know, forward.
Yeah, it puts less stress on your back.
Right.
And then, of course, we want to refrain from twisting.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep our back nice and straight.
Right.
And lastly, when we set the thing down, of course, we want to use our legs for strength, not our back. Okay, rule number three in the office is be careful of flying and stationary objects. According to the CDC, office workers are often struck by objects, bump into objects themselves, or get caught in or between objects. As a result,are injured. A properly positioned workstation in which your elbow is at a 90 degree angle and your computer monitor is at eye level will reduce your risk of musculoskeletal problems. This includes bumping into desks, other people, file cabinets, copy machines, etc., and getting hit by objects that fall from cabinet tops, items dropped on feet, doors opening unexpectedly, or cabinets that fall over if not properly balanced.Meanwhile, office workers get their fingers caught in drawers, windows, and paper cutters, and their hair and jewelry get caught in office machines.
Right, number three, be careful or be wary of some of the stationary object. 我们知道办公室里面有一些固定的或者比较大的一些物体，那么这些物体呢，有可能成为绊倒我们的一个元凶。因此呢，我们在走路的时候一定要小心办公室的一些，比如提到了这个 drawer or filing cabinet. So if we bump into these objects or these, we say stationary objects, we will be in big trouble. Maybe we'll be injured.
But not just bumping into them, if things aren't set up properly or they're too high, and then they fall over.
Right.
Maybe someone bumps into the maybe it's a bookshelf, and boom, some of the books fall down on our head.That would be horrible.
I think the layout of the office is very important.
Yeah, I think if it's too crowded with stuff, it becomes dangerous.
所以我们觉得呢，整个办公室的布局要非常的合理。如果是找一个明白人，把这个办公室的桌椅摆得井井有条的话呢，有可能有效的避免这些办公室危害的发生。So I think it's very funny because you mentioned our elbow should be at 90 degree. And another thing is the computer monitor should be at our eye level.
Yeah.
第二点我们提到了说我们的肘呢和这个计算机的这个角度要成为一个90度角，这样的话呢我们的肩膀我们的手臂呢所受到的伤害呢会尽量的降低。另外一点，我们的电脑的显示屏要和我们的眼睛在同一个水平面上，因此避免了对我们的脖和颈部的伤害。
It also mentions fingers getting caught in things like drawers.
Oh, it hurts.
Windows. And this one sounds the most painful. Paper cutter.
Oh, man. Paper cutter is terrible. It's bleeding, right?
Yeah, that sounds like that could be a very serious injury.
So I'm afraid your finger or people's finger may be, you know, chopped off by the paper cutter.
Yeah, especially if it's those big, like, it has a big arm and it comes down. Yeah. Goodbye fingers.
那么在办公室里面最吓人的东西是什么叫 paper cutter, 切纸机。如果说大家用不好的话呢，它的伤害不仅仅简简单单的破一个皮，而是说你整个的手指头有可能就被切掉了。所以呢大家用这个 paper cutter 的时候呢一定要小心了。
And of course, there's things that dangle, like a jewelry, or if a girl has long hair, these also become hazards because they can get caught in machines.
Right.
Okay, and today's last one, which is the fourth point,is get the proper workstation ergonomics. Over time, using a workstation that does not fit your body, i.e. your chair does not support your back, your computer screen is too high or low, your wrists are at an uncomfortable angle while typing, etc., can result in musculoskeletal problems of your neck, shoulders, and back.Poor posture, eye strain, and carpal tunnel syndrome.
第四点我们提到了刚才在词汇学习当中提到的一个单词叫 ergonomic, 人体工程学。我们整个办公室的所有的家具，所有的办公用品要符合ergonomic, 要符合人体的工程学。它的意思是呢，我们坐在这个座位要非常的舒服，我们的桌子的高度要符合我们的身体，电脑的屏幕呢跟我们的眼睛呢在一个 same level, 这都是非常重要的一个 ergonomics。如果说办公的用品不符合人体工程学，那么我们会感觉到一些身体的不适，比如我们的腰会觉得痛，我们的眼睛会觉得 eye strain, 还有一个现象是 carpal tunnel, 鼠标手。这个鼠标手呢我们觉得非常的难受，我们整个这个末端神经会感觉到非常非常的痛苦。这都是由于我们的一些办公用品呢不符合 ergonomic 所导致的一些 syndrome。所以大家在办公室看看哪些东西用起来不舒服不方便，那么他可能说在 ergonomic 方面呢出现了问题，跟你的老板说 Sorry, I don't like this chair, I need a better new replacement.
Yep, ergonomic where it fits the curves of your back.
Well, I don't need a chair, I need a couch.
Well,
the boss would be really angry, you get off.
Yep. He said, well, it's time to find a new company to work at.
Right. Well, that's it for today's chat about the safety in office.Particularly ergonomics is very important.
Yes.
Well, that's it for today's Youth English, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
Well, you were burning up the sky, looking for a light when you saved me. I was convinced no one would take me.You turned and took me by the hand. But now that look in your eyes, all your sighs are saying, go, please. Leave me alone and leave you lonely. It looks as though we've reached the end. Well, I'm fine. I just need a moment.Each other on a train to our new lives. talk about the old times. Now we're glad we made it out alive. But for now I'll sit and drink as I think about the night that your father died. And I said I'd never leave your side. We once thought we could defeat.
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。